Well, of course, I'm very pleased that I was elected by my colleagues in the Fisheries and Maritime Affairs Committee. It's a new committee. Prior to this, it was an add-on largely to agriculture. But now we stand on our own feet. We're able to arrange our programme for the next number of months, inviting in the various groups, and I look forward to doing that. So I indicated, because of my interest in fisheries and my background and my whole life involved in fisheries, that I felt that I would be an added advantage by having me as vice chair. And I look forward to working with Conor McGuinness from Helvick and Waterford as the chairman.
And was that sentiment shared that as a man from a coastal area that you'd, I suppose, have the experience and expertise to do a good job in this position?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm a member, and I will only be in the chair if Conor McGuinness, the chairman, isn't available. But I do believe that my experience will stand me well as a member of the committee, having spent my younger years processing both in Burtonport, Killybegs, right around the coast, from Galway to Castletown Bear to Dunmore East and back up the coast. So that, is, I believe, will stand me well in that position. And I look forward to our work programme over the next number of years. And indeed, we amended our proposed work programme today to discuss the EU-UK arrangement that was welcomed by all throughout Europe, but I certainly don't welcome the fisheries aspect to it. It's leaving in place for the next 12 years the arrangement post-Brexit, and that certainly isn't in our interest.
And finally, Deputy Gallagher, where did the support come from then in your nomination?
Well, I was nominated officially by a few members of my own party. Then there was a nomination from Fine Gael, Manus Boyle, and there was also a nomination from the Social Democrats. So it's my who was nominated first. There was a voice vote, and I got 9 votes, and there was 4 who would have voted against me, and that would have been protecting their vote for themselves, both Manus and the Social Democrats. So I was very pleased that I, despite the arrangement between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, didn't stand up in this instance today. So I got our own votes, and then I got votes from Sinn Féin, from Charles Ward, and also from Senator Crockwell.